Many have read the beloved C.S. Lewis book, The Screwtape Letters. The book tells the story of a fictional collection of letters between an older demon named Screwtape instructing a younger demon named Wormwood on how to corrupt and distort the mind of his human subject. The book is an eye-opening masterpiece into our understanding of spiritual warfare. It brings the reality of spiritual warfare to life. Lewis is able to dig into human nature and show how Screwtape, or Satan, tricks us into ways of thinking that lead us into sin. I was recently looking back through a journal and came across a time about a year and a half ago when I reread the Screwtape Letters. Well, I listened to it on audiobook, and Andy Serkis, you know, the guy who plays Gollum in Lord of the Rings, he does the voice of Screwtape. It was awesome, and a little terrifying. But during my time reading it, I had a profound realization, and I think I thought I would share it with y'all. When I would think about spiritual warfare, I would often acknowledge that it was a reality. After all, Scripture is clear about the presence of Satan and his forces. I know that our minds are corrupt and sinful on their own, but there are also times when God allows Satan to put things in front of us to tempt us and make us stumble. I always thought that spiritual warfare was something that people on one end of the spectrum or the other end of the spectrum dealt with. I was sure that people could be possessed by demons on one end of the spectrum, and they would obviously have spiritual warfare. Then on the other end of the spectrum, I was sure that spiritual giants must have struggled with spiritual warfare. In the Scriptures, we have examples of Jesus dismissing the temptations of Satan. Paul's thorn in his flesh is called a messenger from Satan. I was sure that the Billy Grahams and the Hudson Taylors of the world dealt with spiritual warfare. But somewhere in the middle, I didn't think that I dealt with spiritual warfare. I didn't think that it was a problem for me. Then I had the realization, I am exactly who Satan would want to target. In fact, me thinking that he wouldn't want to target me is exactly what Satan would want me to think. Let me pass on this realization to you. Frankly, if you are listening to this devotional, you are exactly who Satan would like to target. God has placed you in a unique situation where you have the opportunity in your life to share the hope of Christ with the people around you. The friends, family, neighbors, coworkers that you come in contact with every single day. God has put you there for a reason and has a plan and a purpose. Satan wants to stop you. Satan wants to stop you from sharing the hope of Christ that you have. You are someone Satan wants to bring down. You are someone whose mind Satan would want to corrupt. If you are standing up for Christ in your community, school, work, etc., you have already faced spiritual warfare, and you are exactly who Satan would want to bring down. He wants to stop you from delivering the message of hope and truth of Jesus Christ to the people around you. Don't let him stop you. Philippians 1:3-6 says this, and I think this is appropriate. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Fight for your thoughts. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Continue to share the message of hope and truth with the people around you. Thanks for listening.